Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about influence, and in particular, being a person of influence. How do we influence the people around us? How do they influence us? And how can we maximize that? So I'd encourage everyone to have a think and have a quick look around them. Who are the people that you share life with, that you share the domains of your life with? Who's in your social circle? Who are you connected to? And what is the role of influence in there? Who influences who? Who's more influential than others? Why is that? All of us have influence. All of us are influential in some way, whether that be through information, providing information to others, whether it be through inspiring them, whether it be motivating them, supporting them. It may be large, it may be small, and unfortunately, it may be positive, and it may also be negative. And I guess it's really, really important to acknowledge here that we're not talking about fame, but influence. So social power, social influence. So my first question this week is to think about your world, to think about the people that are in it, to think about who influences you, and to start to think about how they influence you and why they influence you. What are the skills? What are the strengths? What are the attributes that they show, that they possess, that you aspire to? In what way are they able to influence and inspire and motivate you and the decisions that you make? In what way maybe have I internalized some of their influence? Have I internalized some of the abilities that they have? And in what way does this play out in my own life? Because we are all being shaped and influenced every day, and sometimes just acknowledging that and being able to see it allows us to get in touch with that and maximize the benefit and the impact of that influence. My second question is to ask yourself, where in my world do I hold power to influence, or the power of influence? And what is it about that? Is it my position? Is it my role? Do I have some special information? Am I maybe looking after someone? And then how can I grow in that space and become the best influencer that I can? And that doesn't mean creating a mold to replicate you, but influencing the people around us to become the best version of themselves that they can. And we may be really, really important in that journey. Not all of the journey, but a part of the journey. And along those lines, I'd encourage everyone to think about who might be in their shadow. All of us have people that are looking up to us, referencing themselves off us in some way. And maybe one of the things that we also need to do as influencers, as potential leaders, is sometimes to step out of the light and allow that person to see a little bit more light. One area that we can do this, and one area that's becoming more and more influential in life, is in social media. It's becoming a feature of our life. It's becoming a key area of influence, particularly social influence and social power. And so I'd ask everyone to consider, what messages am I sending? What influence am I trying or inadvertently creating in social media? And what position am I taking up in the world? And is that the best version of myself? Could I be presenting a different version there? And also, it's really, really important to consider that sometimes just by being an audience, we give other people a lot of influence. And so, you know, maybe we could be quite powerful in that regard as well. So take the lead, influence this week with Mind Games.